Now, the next stage of the visualization and repetition of the mantra, the Tara mantra. Here, we begin by visualizing in the heart of the visualized image of Tara, the seed syllable, of course, Tang. We see that in her heart, as it were. And around that, we see the 10 letters of her mantra. The mantra of Tara consists of 10 letters. So we see these 10 letters standing up, as it were, around that central seed syllable, Tang. And they're all, of course, vertical. Rather like the stones of Stonehenge, standing up. And we visualize them revolving or rotating in an anti-clockwise direction. In the case of a male deity, the rotation is clockwise. In the case of a female deity, it's anti-clockwise. This is, of course, universal symbolism. And, of course, these moving mantras or moving letters are the most difficult things to visualize of all. It's comparatively easy to visualize something stationary, but to visualize a mantra in motion is very difficult. It is the most difficult exercise of all. But this is what one has to do at this stage, to visualize the seed syllable in the heart of the goddess and the letters of her mantra revolving in an anti-clockwise direction and emitting light. It is said that if you're mentally very restless and you've too many thoughts, the mantras or the letters of the mantra should go round very, very slowly. But if you're sluggish and dull and slothful and sleepy, if you've got lots of keener mitta, then you should visualize the letters of the mantra going round very, very briskly indeed. And as you visualize them going round, whether slowly or whether briskly, you repeat the mantra to yourself. And you repeat it at least 108 times. The longer, the better. And of course, in between periods of actual practice, in between periods of actual meditation, you can go on practicing or reciting the mantra as long as you like. So this is the visualization and repetition of the mantra.